Just to have the opportunity to play on Monday Night Football, in a different country is something that doesn't come around every single day.
Talk about altitude. Brock Osweiler's got some altitude. He's excited about the trip to Mexico City, as are we. Mm-hmm. Ted Johnson, Enrique Vasquez, Drew Doherty. All right, time now to get into keys to a victory for the Houston Texans. How do they unlock a win against a really good Raiders ball club?
Yeah, I think for me, it really comes down to the defense. The defense is going to have to play, I think, exceptional if the Texans are going to win this game. Limit the running game to less than 4 yards, but really don't let them get 100 yards, okay? I'll be hitting those running backs saying, not 100 today. When I used to play Jerome Bettis back in the day, all we did was tell him all day, not 100 today. So don't let them run more than 100 yards, because I think that's time of possession plays in their hands. And get off the field. For Texas defense, off the field on third down, 30% or less would be key. They need to get off the field on third down and give the offense a chance to score.
Before we get into your keys, did Bettis say anything back to you when you
said he'd smile.
Okay.
He would smile. And then like later in the game, he'd have a 4-yard gain and then do his little sidestep, and we'd all laugh at him. But he never got 100 on us.
Well, talk about the running game. For me, that's the key. The Texans have to stay committed to the run game and allow that to open up the passing game. Hopefully, Will Fuller will be back. And if not, like we said earlier, take those shots down the field, stretch out that defense. But they're going to have to make adjustments. The Raiders will have to make adjustments if the Texans continue to run the ball like they are. And then the second one for me is deal with that 7,000 feet of elevation. I mean, they put those oxygen tanks in the sideline for a reason.
Use them.
So use them. So when O'Brien says that now it's no big deal, well, it is a big deal when you're covering.
But you want your coach to say that. Because you don't want to.
It's a mind.
Well, and that's part of it as well.
You don't want your players thinking about that.
Exactly.
Too, but it'll be a factor.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you guys in one aspect, the run game, because that's what been the hallmark and one of the things the Texans have ridden to victory over the last four games, 3-1 in that span, when they've run the ball better. But what I'm going to do also, I keep doing it, special teams. It's very, very important. It swung the ball game last week with Tyler Irvin's 57-yarder down to the 7 because bang.
It was a confident run.
You get a touchdown there. But they were really good in coverage. The Jaguars had nothing on punt returns, not much on kickoff returns. If the Texans can do that this week, big, big deal, because they've got a good punter over there in Oakland, and Sebastian Janikowski can bang them.
Yeah, and we got to make those kicks.
You do. You're absolutely right. Ted, Enrique, thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. We thank all of you for watching. This is a big one. This is a fun one in Mexico City, Monday Night Football. We appreciate you watching here on Texans Extra Points, and we'll be back next Saturday after Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? Have a good one, folks.